1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The House of Representatives held its first vote to decide who will be the next speaker after Republicans took control. And Kevin McCarthy did not get a majority, so there will be a second ballot. He had promised a battle on the floor in his quest for the role with opposition from conservatives. He got the approval of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
Kevin McCarthy has earned the speakership of the People's House.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane on the importance of the leadership role.
McCarthy, who if speaker would help decide which legislation gets priority and which parts of the Biden administration would go under the microscope first, has already made concessions trying to seek the final elusive votes, including making it easier for colleagues to oust him if they're displeased with his performance.
Buffalo defensive back Damar Hamlin is still in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest following a hit in a game against Cincinnati. Bengals fan John Fields Sr.
I saw it was bad. The whole team was on the field. I ain't never seen nothing like that. Like a lot of people in there, but we all realized that we ain't never seen nothing like that in our life.
Hamlin remains sedated. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
The fact that he's not breathing on his own certainly makes me worried, because the sooner you are able to shock him back into a normal rhythm, the sooner you can go back to everything working. And that fact that he's not breathing on his own may tell me there's some brain damage, and I'm overinterpreting here.
The suspended game will not resume this week. A severe storm system that battered parts of the West has moved on to the South. Correspondent Janet Shamlian.
Light poles snapped in half, bleachers flung from the stands, and a mangled scoreboard after strong storms and a possible tornado slammed Western Arkansas.
Just out of the blue, high winds, awnings begin to blow away. We didn't have any prior warning.
Inside the school, debris littered classrooms as more than 900 students took cover.
The suspect accused of killing four University of Idaho students is expected in court, Michael George reports.
The public defender for Brian Koberger says the 28-year-old will waive extradition at his court hearing today. The suspect in the November killings of four college students could then be in Idaho in less than 72 hours to face first-degree murder charges. Koberger's family said in a statement they promote his presumption of innocence, but also care deeply for the four families who have lost their precious children. There are no words that can adequately express the sadness we feel, and we pray each day for them.
Stocks are in the red. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birkebeiner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office released an update on the stabbing and gunshot death in Eldoran. They believe the 97-year-old man was followed home by the 22-year-old suspect. The suspect assaulted the older man and stabbed him as he got out of his vehicle in the garage. The older man drew his gun and shot the suspect, who then wrestled the gun away from him before running away with it. The young man died while he was trying to get away. The 79-year-old victim went to the hospital and will recover from his stab wounds. The police are not releasing the name of the suspect until family can be notified of their death. Students are back in school following the holidays, and the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to be cautious around school buses. The amber warning lights tell you the bus is preparing to stop. When the red lights are flashing, you need to stop at least 20 feet from the bus in either direction unless you are on a divided highway. Help us keep our kids safe. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 35, easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, 32, cloudy. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 34.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware. The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke.
I'm Brian.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
What's up, big guy? Folks, it's 2 o'clock across the Civic Media Network. That can mean only one thing. It's time for multiple trains of thought here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
lots of things competing for attention today. Both funny, because you just threw a curveball at me and got me in the Step Brothers world for a minute. All right, before we went on air.
I didn't throw the curveball, man. You showed up with the Prestige Worldwide
T-shirt. Oh, yeah, I do have the Prestige Worldwide shirt. It's great.
Folks, welcome to the big show today on this Tuesday afternoon. It's going to be a Tuesday full of tangents. If you want to share yours, 844-967-2789. You're listening across the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media stations all around the state. If you want to learn more about what we're up to in 2023, go to civicmedia.us. You can see all the fine programming, the excellent stations. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great year. So you're going to want to stay tuned to what everything is happening here at Civic Media.
It's true.
It's true. It's true. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on, Bri.
The governor's getting re-inaugurated tonight.
Mm-hmm. No, right? This afternoon.
Oh, this afternoon.
Yeah.
Tonight, evening.
It's happening, I believe, as we speak right now.
Oh. Well, good for you. go, Governor Evers. And we'll bring you clips of that as the day goes on. I know that there are plans in the works, so I can tell you that with actual a little bit of... foresight and a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
We got Governor Evers going to ask to have over 180 appointees, maybe even just start to get a little bit of a hearing and cover that a little bit.
Do you ask for compromise? Can you just get like 90 of them confirmed? Is that where you start? Or how do you have that conversation?
You know, it all starts with one.
Of divided
I'm told the best, it all starts with one. You know, the journey out your front door already starts with that first step, you know? Next thing you know, you're on your way to adventure, and you can, you know, be part of a war battle of five armies, but then I digress.
Hopefully Devin LeMahieu is hearing that. You just got to start with one. That's the hard part. When you're putting off all those things, you know, you got these resolutions you want to kind of improve in 2023. It just starts with the first one, Devin.
Yeah, and
do your job.
If anybody's scoreboard watching, we're looking at the live vote for the Speaker of the House, which... people are like, you know, that Kevin McCarthy, he's just a weasel, and I don't really trust him because he's a weak person. I'm going to go with this Jim Jordan character, who also is a person of weak moral character. And
is that a chickens coming home to roost kind of thing? Is that what Kevin McCarthy's experience?
I would enjoy it more if it wasn't the collapse of the Republic in front of us. But anyway,
If the entire federal government wasn't going to be upheld, because I believe, and got this little nugget of information from Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, earlier this morning, I joined Todd. So if you want to check out that, I joined him for the second part of Hour 3. But Todd let me know that once this vote starts to figure out who the next speaker is, they can't stop until they have a speaker. So this may take a while, folks, because Kevin McCarthy failed to get the votes on that first ballot. So I believe we're on ballot number 2 or 3 by now. But we'll keep an eye on that. We're watching that. But Brian, one of the things that stopped a lot of people in their tracks last night that everybody was focused on was a pretty scary moment when it comes to something that's supposed to be a sport. It is a sport. It is meant for entertainment. But the National Football League is a violent sport.
Mm-hmm.
Full-grown men ranging from... there's some smaller
players. Dudes my size running as fast as people shouldn't be able to run that fast, right, when you're that size.
On the small end of a player, probably 190, 200 pounds still. On the large end of players, Vita Vea, I want to say, is like 350.
You're talking about like you're pushing on 400. These guys put on like an extra 75 to 100 pounds of extra flesh just to go and, you know, be the unstoppable force they are during the season. They have better off seasons, but yeah.
Yeah, and so the full-grown men in pads and helmets, just in trench warfare, and a lot of, if you want to boil it down, is you're trying to move the football, and it's your 11 versus their 11, and a sport that is meant for entertainment got a very violent wake-up call last night when the game stopped because a player had a cardiac events is what they're chalking it up to. They refused to really say it last night. But DeMar Hamlin,
Cardiac arrest. He went into cardiac arrest. That's why they were giving him CPR. He got hit.
Right.
It was not a heart attack. It's separate. It's a cardiac arrest. The guy got hit in a 1 in a million shot, essentially. From what I understand, and again, this is reports that I understand. This is not official. I'm just telling you what I have heard from several sources, that the guy got hit in the chest, 1 in a million shot, and it stopped his heart. Basically, he went into cardiac arrest and fell, stopped breathing, that type of thing. That's why they used CPR and brought him back. But he was alive as they left. He's alive right now. He's in critical condition. From what I understand, he is breathing on his own, but is in he's unconscious. I believe he is under maybe a medically induced coma, because there's also... I mean, there's a whole bunch of side effects from this you have to mitigate for. You have to keep the temperature the right way. You have to look for brain swelling. A whole bunch of things that he's not in the clear yet. That's why he's under critical. But if you saw the reaction of the players, it was just, I mean, there's no way they could have played at all.
No. And I thought that was pretty clear and obvious immediately. Like if not immediately, in the minutes surrounding the incident. It seemed like the players and the coaches, they were removed from the game of football. There was no thought of football at that point. It was all on the well-being of Hamlin. And 24 years old, it seemed, and now there are some conflicting reports now. Because if you were watching Monday Night Football, which millions of Americans were, immediately after the ambulance left the field, there were signs on the field that the game was going to continue.
Yeah, there were a little bit of warm ups. Some people, I did not see any of the Bengals on the field. I saw the Bills kind of warming up, but also since they kind of only have the visitors' locker room and then on field, they basically just decided to stay together on field, out of practicality.
And there was a team prayer by the Buffalo Bills after Hamlin was taken to the hospital, and these warm-ups were indicated by the announcers for the game that there was going to be a 5-minute warm-up period, and it's no official response of who determined that right away, but shortly after that was announced, the coaches got together pretty much at midfield and said, we're going to go back to our respective locker rooms. We're going to go regroup. And then it was a waiting period, and for a really long time last night, it seemed like the NFL didn't have a response for what was going to happen until, I don't know, it was roughly an hour and a half,
they finally,
maybe.
They finally, and then What took so long was the statement that they were writing and the perspective. There's so many factors that go into this. You got to understand, the NFL as an institution is big enough that the U.S. government said, "Hey, can you advertise for us?" The NFL is big enough that they have to have I guarantee you they have someone that they have in the room who's paid to be the sociopath and say, "Okay, how long is this going to wait?" And this is what the argument who is there whose sole job is to make the argument for the bad thing.
Skip Bayless was trying to make that argument with a statement on Twitter yesterday.
They have to cover all bases. Why? Do you have any idea? Not just the U.S. government, the NFL ratings, right? Regular season games rate higher than Major League Baseball World Series games. And baseball is supposed to be America's pastime. The NFL has more power than literally every other sports league combined. The NFL.
It owns a day of the week.
Yes. They own. The NFL has taken over church. And even Christians would say, oh, no. I'll schedule my church going around that.
During the Packers season, the priests growing up would joke, "Oh, I promise I'm going to keep the homily short so that you can go and watch kickoff." Yeah. There were jokes like that here in Wisconsin. That is. It is Sundays. The NFL is Sundays for a lot of people.
They are an institution, and for an institution, they have to. I guarantee you, they sat there and covered every single conceivable scenario, every single instance, as fast as they possibly could before they responded. And to us, who's used to, you know, and obviously the right thing was to turn off the game. Obviously, you know, if you listen to any of the announcers, all the ones who played football were like, "Well, we're done. Why are we even on the broadcast?"
Yeah, Booger McFarland was the first commentator that I saw, and the only one of the three panel members that was a former player that said, I don't know how anybody's thinking about football anymore today.
So I guess I have a clip from Ryan Clark, who, by the way, if you look up Ryan Clark and try to get a clip from him, you have to be very specific, because otherwise they'll show you hits on how he injured and threw out and messed up other players, because he was a safety and he came down and he destroyed a lot of people. Ryan Clark was a bad, bad man, and people really love that. And I'm getting excited just thinking about it. But that's the thing we have to accept about our love of football. We have to accept that it's not just, yes, this sudden instance, this is horrible, absolutely horrible. But do you know how many NFL players have committed suicide over the last couple of years?
A lot.
Do you know the suicide rate amongst NFL players is higher than pretty much any other profession? Do you know what people sacrifice to do this type of work? And again, this is the gladiator thing. We are willingly saying, I want your sons to go and basically bash each other in the head as hard as possible for my amusement. So we need to go and come. And I'm not saying, again, I love the NFL. I will go out and play. And if I had a son and my daughter, or if my daughter wants to play, I will get her pads and make sure she gets to play. But we have to accept that this is part of what we're watching and part of why we watch it, because of the danger, the excitement, this is huge. Honestly, and you know what's really interesting? And this goes back to my buddy Noah Gregoropoulos, who we talked about yesterday, and the impact that people have. This kid was basically a second-round pick and, you know, a backup safety. He just happened to be starting at the time. And if the game went on as normal, no one would even know his name, pretty much, even if you're a huge fan of the team. But this guy almost died, and the entire world stopped and waited and watched commercials in between to figure out if he was okay or not. And I don't know what that means. I can't tell. I'm not trying to give you some sort of conclusion here, but that happened, and we have to figure that out with all of us. I guess that's who we are.
That's the sport. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to continue.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
7 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Gets me going. Like if you're driving and like just put that on right at the beginning of the on ramp, your day is going to be just fine. It's totally a driving song, and especially for the Texas boogie woogie, you're driving. If you're listening to this driving in the back roads of Texas, which takes 4 days to cross, like maybe 18, I think. Probably about 48 days to cross all of Texas in a car.
It just keeps getting longer.
Yeah, like 62 days. Like at least 4 months, probably. Either way.
And Brian's traveling across Texas in a chuck wagon.
Actually, I'm currently still crossing across Texas. It took me sooner to figure out how to project my consciousness into the future and live my life than it did to take across Texas. What I'm telling you is it takes a long time to get across Texas.
Yes, that is true. But... Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Sometimes we go down one of those comical tangents like that one. And usually they're music-induced for Brian.
Usually. And there's a lot of different things.
There's a pretty good chance it's going to be musically-induced.
Probably. And probably planned. Anyway, so we're talking about this this injury last night and what it means to the NFL. You gotta remember that there are people who, they know the deal. Like these players know the deal. Like they're not going in going, hey, I'm gonna live forever. Most of these people had no concept they could die when they were 24. You know, like these guys are going in here, and I guess I want to give a perspective of Ryan Clark. We mentioned him earlier. I just want to get this clip in because before we run out of time because it's a little bit longer, but he gave a really good perspective on the player side of things because, again, don't forget, they choose to do this, okay?
Yeah.
But again, remember, this injury affected, you saw players on the field, you saw group trauma, right there, you saw group trauma happen in real time. You saw NFL players who were hardened to, like, they have seen Joe Theismann's, like, I grew up in kindergarten, I saw Joe Theismann's shin bone come out of his leg. Alex Smith, his legs snapped like a twig, right? And people were like, "Oh, that sucks."
The ankle, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Well, let's keep going. People are like, there's stuff that happens all the time, and we just keep going. And this one was enough to create group trauma amongst a bunch of grown men who are paid to kill each other.
It should be. It was a near death.
Yes,
it was
of course.
A near death experience for one of the 22 men on the field.
And my point is that those people are going to be forever changed because of it. 40,000 people have had a different experience than what they expected and will have a little bit of trauma on their own. And people will respond to this differently. mean, there have been, imagine the player that hit him. Just doing what he normally did. Didn't do anything wrong. Just doing the right thing.
But I mean, he was the player that hit him, though.
Yeah.
It was a routine tackle. Yes. He's a defensive back, and he tackled T. Higgins, the wide receiver for Cincinnati.
T. Higgins is in the hospital.
And you can see
with
that T. Higgins has been physically shaken up last night. You could see it, and there were reports that he was in the hospital visiting him. Yeah, it's absolutely a traumatic event, and I think Ryan Clark's perspective on it as a former player was pretty excellent last night. And
yeah, here it is before we run out of time, because I will. Yeah.
And so many times in this game, and in our job as well, we use the cliches, you know, I'm ready to die for this. I'm willing to give my life for this. It's time to go to war. And I think sometimes we use those things so much, we forget that part of living this dream is putting your life at risk. And tonight, you know, we got to see a side of football that is extremely ugly, a side of football that no one ever wants to see or never wants to admit exists. When you see both teams on the field crying in that way, your first thought is DeMar Hamlin.
Yep.
The second thought is his family. And this isn't about a football player, right? This is about a human. This is about a brother. This is about a son. This is about a friend. This is about someone who is loved by so many that you have to watch go through this. I dealt with this before. And I watched my teammates for days come to my hospital bed and just cry. I had them call me and tell me that they didn't think I was going to make it. And now this team has to deal with that, and they have no answers. Mm-hmm. And so the next time I think that we get upset at our favorite fantasy player or we're upset that the guy on our team doesn't make the play and we're saying he's worthless and we're saying you get to make all this money, we should remember that these men are putting their lives on the line to live their dream. And tonight, DeMar Hamlin's dream became a nightmare for not only himself, but his family and his entire team.
Yeah. I don't ever want to hear anybody complain about how much the players get paid, ever. I never want to hear that ever again. Because a guy that's a backup safety who just happened to have a starting role, I mean, he got it this year because Micah Hyde out from injury.
He didn't happen to have a starting role.
He made the team. My point is basically the guy who's not like some sort of star player.
Yeah.
But
on a rookie contract, he's not making. Yeah. He had a GoFundMe fundraiser for a toy drive that he had been doing since he was in college. He grew up in Pennsylvania. His GoFundMe's toy drive as an NFL player before last night for this holiday season was $2,500. That's what he was looking to raise for kids in his community. And people waiting for good news about Hamlin's condition last night started sharing that GoFundMe page around, and it's raised more than $4 million as of earlier today.
And I got to tell you, again, I'm not bringing up the fact that he's a backup player or a lesser-known player to belittle him. I'm telling you that even a small player like that can have such a gigantic impact worldwide because of a traumatic event. The least we can do, if we have decided that value is placed on the NFL so high, the least we can do is make sure that everybody who's ever played in that thing gets taken care of. If we're going to place such a high value on the NFL, let's place a high value on the players that make it happen. I don't understand why we can't do that. And I'm talking from top to bottom. They get a boo-boo, get it fixed.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to continue to keep an eye on his condition as he's recovering in the hospital, but we're also going to jump to what's going on in politics here in Wisconsin and D.C. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best.
Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The garage that was destroyed by fire this morning in Wisconsin Rapids was located in the 1300 block of 10th Avenue. The Rapids Fire Department responded to the report called in by someone passing by a little after 6 a.m. this morning. Crews had the fire put out and left the area around 8 a.m. No one was in the detached garage during the fire, and residents are safe. Governor Evers was sworn into his second term as the 46th governor of Wisconsin this afternoon. He summed up his feelings in three words.
Jazz as hell.
He also said he is humbled to have the trust, faith, and confidence of Wisconsinites. His policy priorities include more money for schools, affordable housing, and clean, safe water. He also stated,
"We must restore the freedoms that Wisconsinites have had until June 23, 2022, the day before the U.S. Supreme Court overrode Roe v. Wade, and I believe that together we will."
And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 35, easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, 32, cloudy. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 34.
No, like for a number of years now, this is the Republican Party. I don't want to not point, like, it can't go without saying that the last time Republicans in the federal government had unified control, they had the House of Representatives, they had the U.S. Senate, and they had the presidency. And they were so bad at governing that they shut the government down.
And they were in unified control of all of it.
They shut down the government.
Uh-huh.
This is the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Republicans have been in disarray for a really long time, and for a variety of reasons, to try to avoid biases or anything, seem like they were on the side of progressives or the liberal media, like so many people like to work the refs and say, the fissures in the Republican Party have been just glossed over. But now, they have center stage, and this is the only thing that they have to do. They have to elect a speaker, Brian. They have a majority in the House of Representatives. They have to elect a speaker, and they can't do it.
They can't.
They're on their third ballot. Kevin McCarthy failed to move any of the no votes against him from the first ballot to the second ballot. He saw no improvement between the first and second ballot. So we are going to the third ballot.
Do you think that they're going to... Do you think any of these people have ever said in their lives, gee, maybe I was wrong about that. I'm going to change. That's the whole thing.
No, because all of the people that said that are no longer in Congress.
That's right. That's how you get elected, by saying, for a Republican, is saying, I'm strong and damn the facts, damn everything. I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and even if I'm wrong, I'm right. And
this is what owning the libs as a campaign strategy looks like as a governing strategy.
Yes.
This is what Republicans that want to own the libs all of a sudden end up looking like.
So this is why I was laughing at the top of the hour. I opened up this article because I went in to check because they have a scoreboard on CNN, so you can see the vote happening as you go. So all I wanted to do, I was scoreboard watching. I'm just seeing how many idiots voted for Rep. Jim Jordan and then how many idiots voted for Rep. McCarthy, because both of them are a dumb idea because neither of them have any leadership ability whatsoever. Anyway.
No, they're political windsocks. They just go whichever way they think is going to be beneficial to them.
They're windsocks, all right, and I'll leave it at that. Ladybugs. All right, so CNN has completely revamped everything and whatever, but they have a live situation, and 26 minutes ago this was posted from CNN's Melanie Zanona. This is the headline. Republicans are hearing from GOP donors and constituents that the party, quote, looks stupid. A GOP lawmaker who is supporting House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, who is probably stupid, says members are already hearing from Republican donors and constituents who think the party looks stupid for not being able to elect a speaker. Another Republican who is backing McCarthy predicted there will be pressure after three or four rounds of votes to either adjourn or start thinking about another strategy. Which... How did they not know this or have the strategy in place in the first place? Because this is the speaker vote. You might want to know what you're doing before you go in. But Republicans, I know what I'm doing. I'm winging it. As the vote drags on, a third Republican and McCarthy supporter described the frustration with the opposition within the party. They are embarrassing the whole team. We should form a parking lot committee and put them on it. Ha, ha, ha. While many Republicans predicted it would go to multiple ballots, still many are in disbelief and angry over how the drama is overshadowing their new majority, which is also stupid.
Yep.
I had to do which is also stupid, just to clarify that.
Of the Republican delegation here in Wisconsin, all six of the Republicans from Wisconsin have voted for Kevin McCarthy, so they're on board with Speaker Kevin. Little Kevin. I don't know if he'll include Little Kevin if he gets the title of speaker.
You know what? I guess they're down for a really high crime rate, because that's what his area has, is a very high crime rate. That's what I know. Also, White House says Biden will not interject in the House Speaker election. Good luck with that. Is what Joe Biden says.
That's happening today?
That mess? You can lie
the popcorn,
right in.
The popcorn's done in the microwave. Let me go down to the mess hall.
Dad, it's freezing outside. We played with the hose, and I'm freezing. Well, enjoy your outside time. I'll see you in about 20 minutes. When you guys want to work together and get warm, that's fine.
I totally noted that this is the chickens coming home to roost, though, because Kevin McCarthy is apparently receiving this opposition to a unified Republican Party because they say, Brian, that they can't take him for his word. They don't know if the agreements that they're trying to, iron out for McCarthy to get the votes, they don't know if they'll uphold, if McCarthy, when the rubber hits the road, would uphold the agreements that they were setting out
for.
You
could literally put any one of those people in the same seat as McCarthy and have the same exact thing said about them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so it is... It's going to be probably a painful afternoon, maybe even evening, maybe into the overnight for Kevin McCarthy, because it doesn't look like this vote's going to end anytime soon, Brian. But let's head on over to the phone lines, because we've got some. Oh, yeah. We got Dick from Madison waiting on the online, the phone line, that is. Dick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dick,
today?
How does your Schadenfreude taste?
Well, guys, I got the pleasure of being off today. And I watched some of this, and it's just laughable. First of all, I saw the most disingenuous "that-a-boy, I'm going to vote for you" speech I've ever seen from Jim Jordan. About 5 minutes before that, they were within 3 feet of each other talking, not to each other, and McCarthy's playing with some little baby, and they're all kind of standing around, and neither one of them would make eye contact with each other. You know Jordan can't stand him. But the best part was, guys, they pan in the crowd when they're starting to vote again, and there's Fitzgerald sitting there, our adult. And he had this look on his face. Honestly, God, to me, it looked like, where's the old fashioned? Isn't that across the street from here? You know, he's just useless. But I'll bet you this goes all night. And they're going to be leading us to where? Off a cliff? They're a joke.
Yeah,
it's the beginning of the political circus that is going to be the House of Representatives for the next 2 years.
2 years from now, they're going to get flushed out of the Senate in a big way. The House and the presidency is going to stay with any Democrat.
You know what, Dick?
People have seen enough of this.
Dick, I completely agree with you. That should happen, and I just want to caution you to never underestimate the stupidity of the American people at times. I just want to say, you never know what can happen in the next 2 years, and you never know what ridiculous conspiracy theory people will jump onto and glom onto. And make happen. Also, I need to point out, to be fair, Jim Jordan may have a problem making eye contact with McCarthy because, again, his signature move is looking away. So, just saying Jim Jordan's good at looking the other way a lot.
If you don't catch the reference that Brian is referring to, you can Google it. You can look into why Jim Jordan's good at looking the other way.
Yeah.
But it is going to probably be a relatively long voting process. It looks like Democratic representatives are already saying that they don't know if they're going to show up for future rounds of this vote. They don't have to vote present. That's upsetting to see.
Wouldn't you want to bring popcorn in? Can you bring popcorn in?
It's day one. This is part of the what you were elected to do, folks. So yes, it is a little chaotic. But you got to stand there for the votes. You got to be, well, you could probably sit. But you got to be in that chamber. This is part of it. And I would be remiss to say if you are considering not voting or just leaving this process, that looks bad on you.
This is history. This might be the one time that in public we see the destruction of their own party by their own selves. I don't know. I don't have the patience to even look at it or watch them. I'll just get angry that they exist. But, you know, for you guys, if you want to watch it, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying everybody's got to watch it, but if you're a member of Congress, you should be there for this today.
The fun part is that Wisconsin politics is following suit. Governor Evers right now is, like you said, having an inaugural address.
12:38 this afternoon.
Oh, he had an
re-inaugurated.
Yes.
Well, I don't believe he's still talking, but I would assume that it's wrapped up now. But
yeah, I would assume.
Yes, the re-inauguration of Tony Evers as governor of Wisconsin, the first inauguration for former state representative Sarah Rodriguez as lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Call was also re-inaugurated today. And Doug LaFollette,
mm-hmm,
for his 12th term, Brian.
Yeah, listen.
And those are 4-year terms.
Listen, I did not want the person that he was running against to win whatsoever, and I was scared that would happen. But I also think, dude, go away. Be an advisor. Nice guy. Really good guy. Nothing bad with you.
Why not enjoy retirement?
Don't dislike the man whatsoever. Have nothing. I could make an argument for him, but I'd just be grabbing 12. Stuff just to make it 12 terms. Thank you so 12. Much. Way too much. No, no offense otherwise, nothing beyond the 12th term. Just, dude, that's a lot.
That's a lot of terms, folks.
That's a lot of terms. So Governor Evers laid out what he wants to do
inaugural address.
Which is nice. And then things
can we
like
just say second inaugural? I feel like that's probably... Re-inaugural is what we were joking about as we prepped for the show. But
re-inaugural.
The more I say it, I'm like, re-inaugural is just weird. The second inaugural address.
What would La Follette be? The dozenthaugural? The 12th? Like, I don't know if you get up to that. Like, the second or third for 12. Whatever.
I don't think anybody planned tertiary. That anybody would serve 12 for your
just want to get
term,
the word
so
tertiary
I don't know. We may have to invent that word. Who knows, though?
It took me a while to figure out that tertiary was third. Then, what's the fourth one? I keep forgetting it. Doesn't matter.
Quintile?
You know, honestly, no one... Nobody's listening anyways. talking about this stuff is Evers might as well have talked about grammar at the time because has a priority. He listed his priorities as attracting more workers, especially in healthcare, expanding affordable housing and job training, investing in public transit, transportation alternatives. Good things, nice things. But we all know none of it's going to happen unless there's some sort of compromise or some sort of movement from the other side.
Well, I look forward to the Republicans putting up a robust debate about their ideas on how to solve those problems, but I have a feeling it's going to be more of, nah, we're not going to do that, we're just going to cut taxes. Because they don't really have... Tim Michaels, his Republican platform was maybe I'm thinking about a flat tax. Outside of that, the 1849 law is a mirror of me, and that's what Republicans ran on. Statewide.
There's going to come a time when we're going to have to frame it correctly and then let everybody live with the consequences of their actions. Because, I mean, as I'm saying, like, on one hand, I'm loving this delicious destruction of the Republicans in front of our faces and the live speaker vote and looking stupid. But at the same time, we still need the government to function so that the government... I still believe in government. So my point is, like, I'm torn here because, on one hand, when someone is so arrogant and so full of hubris, and I'm talking about, like, this is a sponge that is dripping and falling over full of hubris type of thing that is the Republican Party. The only way you can actually figure, like, let this, you know, let it is just to let them... have the consequences of their own actions. That's pretty much it. Somehow we have to frame it so that people understand that what's happening is wrong and it is their fault. And we're letting them suffer the consequences of their actions because otherwise I can't do anything. At some point, you have to let people hang themselves with their own rope.
Well, Kevin McCarthy is feeling the consequences of his actions today. And... it's going to be probably a long vote process, but we're going to continue to keep an eye on where that speakership vote is at, and we're going to dive in a little bit more about the political ramifications of actions taken here in Wisconsin, or inaction, if you really want to describe it aptly, but coming up in this final segment.
Worth noting, none of the problems with McCarthy have to do with his actions on January 6th.
Probably not. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We got a final segment of the day. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aid certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Wisconsin, and indeed in America.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app wherever fine apps are downloaded on your smart device. You can also tell those smart speakers to enable a variety of different Alexa commands to be able to listen to your local Civic Media radio station wherever you are. But Brian, we got a let's give folks just a recap. This is where we're at for the status of Kevin McCarthy for his vote to be the next Speaker of the House. So Evan, if you could provide that update for us.
You don't have the votes. You don't have the votes. You're gonna need congressional approval, and you don't have the votes.
So sorry, Kevin. Does not have the votes yet.
Oh, man.
Brian, did you know this, that there have been 14 votes for House Speaker that have gone beyond the first ballot?
Oh, yeah?
This is according to Steve Kornacki over at MSNBC, or NBC News, I believe, but jumps around the NBC affiliates. And 14 votes for House Speaker have gone beyond the first ballot. None in 100 years. First time in a century that the vote for the House Speaker went beyond that first ballot.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
That's great. I think that's great.
Absolutely. So that's what's going on in Washington, D.C. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans have control of the legislature, and yep, they've been pretty fine with sitting on their hands. They know who their leaders are. Robin Voss, Devin LeMahieu, reelected for the leadership positions in both the state assembly and state senate, respectively. And they look like they're going to continue the obstruction that they did throughout the first Evers term.
Yeah.
Because I want to issue an apology. I've been saying more than 100.
I've been saying more than 150. I've been saying 150 myself. Yeah, I know, and so yeah.
You were definitely closer. But, Brian, the actual number for how many appointees that are waiting confirmation from the Republican-led state Senate, actually 180.
And these are ones that haven't even been confirmed. No hearings, no nothing. They haven't even bothered to do their job to say no. That's it. And Devin, I believe he calls himself LeMahieu. I believe it's spelled LeMahieu, so that it rhymes with lemon poo. But the point is this guy hasn't even done his job to say no. He's just let 180 plus,
nearly 180.
Okay.
According to reporting from Wisconsin Public
Radio. Now, lest you think that Tony Evers is just sitting there going, no, I'm not going to do this, and you're going to have to do this. Tony Evers said this quote, and this is quoting from WPR article. Mm-hmm. Tell me what I can do to get you to move on these issues, Evers said. He needs to tell me. If it's going to be impossible, it's going to be impossible. But the idea can't be that we're going to shut down the Board of Regents and DNR for another 4 years, hoping they're going to win another election, which they've lost now twice. Now, LeMahieu, or Lemon Poo, whatever the heck you want to call him, said this. We're going to treat appointments like we would any typical session. We're going to be referred back to the committee. They're going to go through the committee process, and if we find consensus on them in the caucus, we'll take them to the floor and confirm them. Which is an absolute freaking lie, because, or at least they didn't have time to do it last year because they were busy shutting down after March. Same thing with the year before that. What were you doing the 2 years before that? Nothing.
No.
Oh, that was Fitzgerald blocking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Devin's new at this. He only had one term of obstruction so far.
If you don't like the appointees, have the vote, do your freaking job, and say no. Like a grown adult, instead of going meh, and not doing anything. How do you vote for Lemon? How do you consciously vote for Lemahieu or Lemon Poo, whatever the hell his name is, and not go, wow, this guy is a loser and doesn't do his freaking job? How do you even look at that objectively and say, wow, this guy does stuff?
How can you complain about water quality or the roads not being improved when you vote for him? I don't know. I do not live in his district. I do not know how those voters...
Oostberg, you're killing me.
Can we give Brian a little... Yeah.
Yeah, Oostberg, when I drive through you, I will not... I don't care if I'm starving or if my bladder's about to break. I will not pee or stop in Oostberg or spend any money there until Lemahieu is gone. I drive around the state. I'm not going to...
He drives around the state a lot, and when he stops, he gets a lot of food.
I do. I'm a large man. I could talk about how awesome Oostberg is. I'm sure that there are great people in Oostberg, but you know what? Since Lemahieu is representing you, I assume Oostberg sucks. And I assume all of you don't want to do anything. You just sit on the couch and do nothing. And in fact, I bet you lost power and haven't turned the channel because you can't be bothered to be moved to go and get the remote. We're just going to let it happen. It'll happen eventually.
Folks, listening to Dueling Tangents.
Prove me if I'm wrong, Oostberg. Come on. Show me.
Prove him if you're wrong. It is going to be it's a circus going on in Washington, D.C. right now, but I have a feeling it's just going to be business as usual for these Republicans.
That's right, because they're professional circus performers here. The people who run this state,
it
like
should
statewide
be covered
stuff,
like a circus, yeah.
It is. They are professional, like Robin Voss is a professional carnival barker. I'm like the national Republicans. Those guys are just making it up as they go along. Those guys are just a bunch of idiots. But this local party, they know how to run this circus and make it play. Because the people of Oostberg seem to think that Devin Lemahieu is doing something good for them.
Yeah,
what it is, I don't know.
The whole reason why we do what we're doing here.
Because he's actively not working. He's actively trying not to do his freaking job. And I'm not even telling you should confirm everybody. I don't even know anything about these people because they haven't even been vetted.
No, there's no public hearing to be able to express their credentials, either why you believe that they are good and should vote them through, or why they're bad and they should not be confirmed. There's nothing. They are just sitting on their hands, and as Evers pointed out, they're probably more than likely going to continue to take that gamble. They're going to shut down these aspects of government because they don't believe government works, and they want to be able to make them ineffective for another 4 years. And if you're not discussing this aspect when you're reporting on things all around or talking about or discussing or mentioning what's going on around the state of Wisconsin, it's a failure to be able to provide everybody that you're talking to the full picture. Because this is the context that Republican elected officials want. They want the government to be hamstrung and then blame Tony Evers for it being hamstrung, despite the fact that all signs indicate they are going to attempt to pass the most conservative budget they can. They're not looking to compromise. They're going to try to pass the most conservative budget they can, and then they want to sit on their hands and do nothing until the next time it's ready to be reelected. And that's it.
Well, what else are you going to do when you have no ideas or anything good to do, and you're a lazy piece of crap and don't want to do anything but get money for it?
Tax cuts are the only solution that they have, even though it won't address the problem. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Brian and I will be back tomorrow. Talk to you all then.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org.
WFHR, today. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.